got a Bible reading to read now, and I'd like to have a little bit of fun with it. You might not. I'm going to read an extract from 1 Corinthians 12, a bit about the body. So I'm going to invite you to, when you hear certain words, do certain things. So if you hear parts, have a wiggle, wiggle your parts. If you hear a particular body part, like a hand, then you can give it a shake or something. And if you hear body, you can reach out and hold the hands of those next to you. Now, a proviso here, if you don't want to be touched, can I suggest you just gently fold your arms? And if you're next to somebody who's gently folding their arms, please don't touch them. But otherwise, when you hear the words body, hold hands with people next to you. You up for this?
Yes.
Yeah, come on then. Right, the human body. Has many parts. But the many parts make up the whole body. I'll be in my place now. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free, but we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not... it's the bucket. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body, because I am not a hand, that doesn't make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not a part of the body, well, I've lost my place now. Because I'm not an eye, that, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part, but there are many parts, but only one body. Right. Thank you. Okay, we had a little bit of fun, but there's a serious message in there, isn't there? The image that Paul, the Apostle Paul, is using is of a body to show that there are different parts. And you're right. And it's just obvious, isn't it? If the eye says it's not part of the body because it's not something else, or something else says it's ridiculous, isn't it? And he's kind of making a point by being ridiculous. But you know, sometimes we do that. We're not like other people, so therefore, either we don't feel we don't fit in, or we ostracise others because we're not the same. If you're here last week, Ruth was reminding us that we are all special, we all have very special personalities, we all have different roles, we all have different skills and gifts, and we need to use those. But it's interesting, as the Apostle Paul was talking, he would have had a particular body in mind. He was a Jew, and he was brought up as a Pharisee, so he knew his scriptures well, and the Genesis account of creation would have been in the back of his mind. And the question of God creating a new humanity through the Messiah was something that he was passionate about. he's passionate about Jesus. You know, in the first nine verses of chapter one, he's mentioned Jesus Christ, nine times. And he talks about, you know, a new creation, Jesus being a new creation. And in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul quotes Psalm 8, in which God declares that human beings are put in authority over the world. And he declares this has now happened in Jesus, the Messiah. For him to choose then the human body to express that those who belong to the Messiah now become, and how they are to live, is deep with significance. You know, the church is a place where to be together, to live together, to learn how to be God's genuine human beings. What it is really to be a human being, worshipping God, serving him by reflecting his image in the world. Now, I'm a very practical person and I like practical things. What does this mean for his body in this place? And I think there are two extreme dangers that we can have, and hopefully we're sort of somewhere in the middle. On the one hand, we can say, I'm a foot, like it or lump it. You know, if you don't like it, too bad. That's what I am. This is me. That's who I am. On the other hand, we might see everybody else and think, how do I fit in? I'm not quite like them. And try and suppress who we really are so that we can fit in. Well, needless to say, I think both those extremes are unhealthy. We need to be ourselves. But it's interesting how the picture of the body and the hand and the whatever, you might kind of think that a foot is a foot is a foot. It's not changing, is it? Well, this is kind of where the body metaphor falls down a little bit. I've often said Keith and I enjoy our Saturday mornings best by having coffee and toast watching Saturday Morning Kitchen. And yesterday was no exception. There were two recipes that I'd just like to explain and just to try and show you the point here. One was, I think it was Matt, he was braising these bits of lamb and he put in it was olives, there was chopped up chili and then chopped up coriander on the top. And I'm not a meat eater, but it looked wonderful when it was finished. You can see the different constituents in that meal as a whole, and it was lovely. And I think that's something of where Ruth was talking about last week. We need to bring ourselves to the whole so that the whole can be good, can be what God's created us to be. The second recipe, the Hairy Bikers, Dave and Si, were in Wales making Welsh rarebit. And I can't remember which of them was doing this now, but he was mixing up flour and eggs and a bit of oil, might have been a bit of milk. Anyway, he was saying, you've got to do this carefully. You've got to heat it up so that the flour breaks down and releases its gluten. Now, I think that's the other side, you know, that there are our own personalities and our gifts and skills that we need to bring, but we're not a complete finished work. We need that breaking down. We need that breaking down so that the Holy Spirit can be released through us. We all have those areas and those things within us that is hard and hardened to God, and we need that breaking down so that we don't say, this is me, like it or lump it. Well, actually, this is me, but I'm a work in progress. And actually, so are you. And I just want to encourage us to find those ways of allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us. Now, spiritual practices, spiritual habits, are a really good thing to get into because it's just making that space for God to work. It's making that space for the Holy Spirit to speak through us, to speak into us, and to break down those those things that need breaking down, those sharp edges that we all have. And very practically, this is very brief, very practically, if you would like to do that in company, to find out and to work at some spiritual practices, spiritual formation. Keith and I are going to be hosting a Practicing the Way group on starting on Tuesday the 3rd of September. If you'd like to come and join in with that, then do come and see me. It'll be very gentle. I don't want to put anybody off. It will be very gentle. And if you want to know more, then come and ask me, and I can tell you something more about that as well. So, yeah, all the different gifts and characters are an essential part of our church, placed here by God. You know, Paul says, in fact, God has placed in the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. Just have a look around. Everybody is here because God wants us here. There is nobody here by mistake. I'd like us to pray now, and just indulge me one more time. When I say, Lord Jesus, you can respond with, make your body whole, and make your body whole. Yeah. Okay, let's pray. So, Lord Jesus, make your body whole. God, you've put lots of different people in this church. Help us to value our diversity and the varied ways we worship and work. Show us how to be united in you. Lord Jesus, make your body whole. God, we see relationships in our world that are broken. People argue and ignore each other, not respecting differences and variety. Lord Jesus, make your body whole. God, your word says if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. Just in this moment, let's remember the people and situations where they're suffering. Some of them we've already prayed for this morning. Lord Jesus, make your body whole.